I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 20th, 2016 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome you all to our City Council meeting this evening. I assume most of you are here concerning the Woodland Hills zoning issue, and I will move that up in the agenda in a couple minutes. But at this time, I invite you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, under additions to the agenda, I do want to add as an item number 10, an update to the municipal calendar that Mr. Sanford has been working on. So that'll be agenda item 10. And I would like to move agenda item A, the report from the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting, up to 5A. We have apparently several folks and a television camera here tonight, so we'll all let you go home a little earlier. And that's all the changes I have on here. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And changes from members of City Council. Mrs. Hussman?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to, when we get to it, schedule a Building and Grounds Committee meeting.
Let's make that 9A. Schedule Building and Grounds Committee. Any additional items from members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, I would also like to schedule a Streets Committee meeting.
We'll make that 9B. Schedule Streets Committee. Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, we're going to schedule another Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting, but I assume I will do that as part of...
Why don't you do that as 5 to 5A while people are here and can hear your schedule? So we'll also put a plus schedule Zoning and Annexation Committee under 5A. Seeing nothing more from City Council, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
No.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on June 6th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the June 6th, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from June 6th, 2016 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, we're pleased to have Mr. Clint McCormick here, the race director for the Mercy Health Glass City Marathon. He asked to come in and give some recognition to our police department for our assistance. We appreciate all the improvements that have happened over the last few years to the way the race is held in our community. I am down to getting zero complaints now, so that's a big improvement from where we were a few years ago. I credit that to you, your volunteers, and also to the Sylvania Police Department. So, Mr. Sanford, would you like to make some introductory comments, or did I already cover it?
You covered most of it, but just to add that maybe when Clint, in your comments, you can talk a little bit, tell us about the, how many participants have been in the race, how many from Sylvania, some of those things. So Clint, please come forward and I know you have a presentation after the police department.
Sure, no PowerPoint slideshow tonight, but to echo the thoughts here of Mayor Stile, thank you to the community, City Council, and mostly the citizens who put up with us once a year. Among the many events that are held, I understand that running events and fitness events are growing in nature throughout the country. So certainly, we want to, you know, say thank you first of all and foremost. We've grown this race over the last 8 or 9 years, over 700% since we moved it out to this area. And part of our goal was to increase the physical fitness of this region. This year, I'm happy to report that we've exceeded 8,000 participants, ages 2 to 8 plus, from which close to 500 people were citizens of the 43560. We've now partnered with over 14 nonprofit charity partners, and we raised over $80,000 this year for those partners. To date, since 2009, we raised over $250,000 for our charity partners. This was our 40th year running the Glass City Marathon. Many of you who ran in the early 70s, I know there's many up there, and continue to this day. We appreciate it. But, you know, the course has changed significantly. The most significant change was back in 2010 when we came out to this area to highlight what we feel are the best assets of this community. So much of this cannot have been done without the assistance of the police and the police department. So we want to present a plaque of recognition and thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'll make sure it's proudly displayed in our body display case.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We appreciate the recognition. It seems like everyone in the region likes to run through the streets of Sylvania, and yours has become one of the better organized and better run operations. In particular, everybody likes to ride down my street, and so my neighbors like to tell me about it all. You compete with the triathlon and 24-hour race and a lot of other races in the area, but you've done a nice job in notifying our residents, letting them get in and out of their driveways, sending them to church on Sunday morning, all positives, and that's why the mayor's phone hasn't been ringing this year. So thanks so much.
You changed your number for one day.
So. All right. We're going to move agenda item 5A, that's actually 8A, the report of the Zoning and Annexation Committee held on June 15th. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Annexation and Zoning Committee met on June 15th at 7 p.m. to discuss Zoning Amendment 1-2016. Present were members of the committee, Katie Capellini, Sandy Husman, Mark Lukey, and I chaired the meeting. Also present were Council Member Mark Fry and members of the administration. Kevin Oller and Bill Sanford were there, as well as approximately 50 audience members that evening. We opened the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting with a discussion of the meeting's purpose, and so that all those in attendance would understand that this was a working session for council to become more educated about the proposed annexation amendment that had been recommended to council from the Planning Commission. We then had a discussion of the process for the zoning amendment so that those in attendance would understand the background of that. At which point council began its work and asked a series of questions regarding topics that we had received comments on, both in writing and during the prior public hearing. And Kevin Oller played a significant role in addressing a number of those issues, including issues related to traffic, density, property setbacks, access management issues, water service, and stormwater and drainage issues. Mark Lukey reported on a discussion he had with Toledo Edison personnel regarding outages and power volume in the community. Council then quizzed the project developer on a number of issues related to his plan, including issues relating to screening from the existing neighbors, tree removal, economics related to rental and single-family villas, and a variety of issues regarding aesthetics and appeal, curbside appeal. After council had asked their all their questions of the developer and administration, we then asked those in attendance if they had additional public comment to address issues which we hadn't identified. We had an opportunity to have a discussion with those in attendance. We received comments both in support of the project and in opposition. At the conclusion of the meeting, council agreed that it would reconvene another annexation and zoning committee meeting in advance of council's anticipated July 18th council meeting. It was anticipated by the members that it was at the July 18th meeting that we would have a vote on the zoning recommendation from the Planning Commission. And with that, we adjourned the meeting at about 9:15. I didn't write the time down, but it was 9:20. So I'll update the notes accordingly. And so we've had, I know there have been some discussions with our administration and with the developer, and those are continuing. I think the plan is that we would have a annexation and zoning committee meeting to review sort of where things are in advance of our next council meeting, and I haven't picked a date, but I was, I noticed July 11th is a Monday before the meeting. I don't know if council members are available. Sandy?
I'll be out of town that whole week.
Okay, so if we did the, so we need to meet the week of the 4th, are you available the week of the 4th? Later in the week, maybe Thursday the 7th?
Mm-hmm. Dad, I'm not available on the 7th.
There's no council meeting on the 11th.
I know. Okay. And Sandy's out of town. So we're not going to meet on the 11th. 6th? Let me see if I'm available on the 6th. How about the 6th?
I can't do the 6th. I'm not on the committee, though, so that's not critical, certainly.
Well, the only other day that week is the 5th. Are you available the 5th? How is the 5th? Katie?
It's fine with me.
Okay. All right, so we will, how about the 5th at 6:30? Does that work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Says what time?
6:30 here in council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Haney. All right. That is the extent of the business tonight regarding the zoning. You're all welcome to stay for the rest of our meeting. But I heard, if you did not hear that, he did schedule a zoning committee meeting for Tuesday, July 5th at 6:30 back in this room, which you're all welcome to attend. Thank you. Okay, nothing else on this issue, Mr. Haney?
I have nothing else for
right.
This evening.
Let the phone clear. Okay, let's move ahead with our agenda. We're up to agenda item six. We have in front of us proposed resolution 10-2016. This is a resolution of council to approve the City of Sylvania financial and debt policy with updates. Mr. Schreier.
Yes, this is something that we've discussed multiple times in finance committee meetings. Our council members are aware of the changes that were made, and this is the final draft that we're recommending gets approved tonight.
This was discussed at the finance committee meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 10-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania approving the City of Sylvania financial and debt policy, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 10-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Before I move forward with final passage, I would like to take a quick moment to thank Toby Schreier and the administration for their hard work on this. This is something we've reviewed pretty significantly and thoroughly, and certainly staying on top of the needed changes was very appreciated. So with that, I move final approval of resolution number
10-2016. Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 10-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 10-2016 is approved. Thank you for that work and update. Agenda item 7. You have in front of you a notice of a new liquor permit from Dan Saul. This is actually doing business as the Executive Diner right over here on Main Street. Seems to me that we had this come before us before. Mrs. Brining, can you relate what that was about?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I believe there was some issue with back employment withholding taxes, not by the Executive Diner owners, but by the previous owners of the liquor permit, so they weren't able to effectuate the transfer at that time. So this is a just a reapplication to transfer that liquor permit.
Okay, I understand. So it is a transfer, it's not a new one?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Chief, any comments on this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a new request for a D2 permit. If we recall back in March, I believe it was for a D3. And we had that same parties involved. As always, the police department conducts a review of the parties, and at this time we have no concerns, or do we have any objections to this permit? It would be my recommendation for council to not request a hearing at this time.
Okay, just for council's benefit, I've got my liquor permit listing here. D2, Chief, is for wine and mixed beverages for on-premises consumption.
That would be correct.
Until 1 a.m. A D3 is spiritus liquor for on-premises consumption until 1 a.m. So no hard liquor. Is that what that is? That? Okay. All right. So with that, and the chief's recommendation, do we have a motion whether or not we want to request a local hearing? Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no local hearing be requested for this D2 new liquor permit from Danzel Inc. doing business as Executive Diners at 5629 Main Street, Sylvania,
second.
Ohio.
Been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor D2 liquor permit. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will return that not requesting a local hearing. We have already completed 8A. Are there any other committee reports to be shared with from council chairman, committee chairman at this time? Hearing none, let's move on to agenda item 9, which is committee referrals. Mrs. Hussman, you wish to schedule a building and grounds committee meeting.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are lots of things going on with the Sylvania Historical Village and the Lathrop House, and I just thought it was a good time to bring the committee together to review those. I have asked Andy Erbscorn, our executive director, if we couldn't do that meeting in the museum.
Good idea.
And then here, so I'll need to have a, but luckily Jason is on the committee, so he can run the year here for me. So what I'm hoping to do that day is talk about what has been going on and the needs, both of the Lathrop House and of the Savannah Historical Village, and to do a tour. So hopefully the weather will cooperate with us so we can do a little walking tour and have a look-see at some of the situations there and what needs to be done. So with that in mind, I'm the Building and Grounds Committee is myself as chair, of course, and Katie Capellini, Jason Mishka, and Mary Westfall. I'm looking at possibly what works best for Andy is not to stay late at night, since she has the long drive back to Archbold. So I'm looking at either something in the morning, maybe on July 5th or July 6th. Probably not 5th since we already scheduled. We'll cross that off my list. How about July 6th?
I'm out of town July 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay. Well, then we can do this like after the July council meeting. There's nothing that precludes us from moving it further along. So if we look at maybe Tuesday the 19th.
Is there a reason you don't want to do next week?
She's out of town.
I thought she said she's out of town the week of July 11th. Are you out next week as well?
These were the dates that I kind of gave to Andy and asked about.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could go back, but I think...
You can do it after the July meeting. That's fine.
There's no rush to this meeting. It's just an informational meeting, and I don't think there's any problem pushing it off a little bit. Tuesday the 19th in the morning, is that possible? I know.
I can't come in the morning on that.
Could you do the next day, the 20th?
Yes.
I'd need to do it early.
Well, I told her as early as 7:30, so yeah. She said she could do that. But, okay.
7:30 on the 20th?
Yep. Thank you very much.
And you're going to do this at the Historical Museum?
I'm going to, yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Fry, you also wish to schedule a Streets Committee meeting.
I do, Mr. Mayor. You'll recall, because I think everybody was at the Streets Committee meeting, there was a report that Mr. Aller and the Streets were going to put together for kind of the next possible steps. And Mr. Aller's informed me that report is completed, and we wanted to keep that ball moving forward. So I was thinking, since council meeting is on the 18th and there's nothing scheduled prior to that, on my schedule at least, that we would do something, say, 6:30. Is that enough time, Kevin? Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
Great.
We do anticipate having representatives of the Woodstock administration and city council here that night, and that's not a conflict with your scheduled meeting at all, but
okay.
They preliminarily are going to be in attendance that night.
Okay. Great. Let's do it.
All right, thank you. Any other committee referrals or business to take care of at this time? Okay, moving on to added agenda item 10, a municipal calendar update. Mr. Sanford.
Mark, I don't know if you want to say anything.
Or, excuse me, Mr. Lukey, but...
No, that's fine. I think just to remind council that the Community Relations Committee has been talking with Bill about the possibility of a 2017 calendar. Initial focus is on content, and Bill's going to cover that tonight. We still need to talk a little bit, and Bill may have some recommendations about this tonight, about the medium that, or media that we will use. Will it be a printed calendar? Will it be online only? I think the direction is to perhaps combine the two. Bill might be talking about that tonight. But this is an update. We still need to have a conversation at the Community Relations Committee again to make a recommendation for council, which we'd like to do before the meeting on the 19th, 18th. Bill? Okay. Thank you, Mark. Just a, I'll go over the handout that I left with everybody today. Since we last met and talked about the calendar, and I tried to answer most of the questions that came up at that meeting, the current calendar on our website has been updated. If you have been checking it since we've been meeting on this, and we're updating that with the appropriate events and programs, and Laura in the mayor's office is handling that. She's doing a great job. If you have anything you want to have on that calendar now, you know, just contact her. Then in the future, if we do print a calendar, what is on our website will mirror what we print. And then the website would be used for any updates or changes during the year once the calendar would be printed. I was asked to look at our LED sign policy, and that is attached in your handout. If you look at the area down there, it says criteria for acceptable messages. That really, what I thought, pertained to what we were looking for on a couple of the items. First, number one, special city and nonprofit programs, culture events, services, and activities. Number three, city-sponsored events and activities. And number eight, downtown Sylvania-related events, activities, parades, programs, and promotions that benefit the entire community. Those are the type of things that we want to put into the calendar. And then we talked about what agencies or entities do we include in the calendar. We wanted to look at first the entities or groups that the city funds, and those are that's the first group I've listed there, is that the city provides funding to Sylvania Area Family Services, the Chamber of Commerce, SCAT, the Arts Commission, and the Historic Village. So any important dates we would get with them and get their input before we would print the calendar, and some of those things would go on our calendar along with our important dates. The other discussion that we've had in the various meetings about this is what else would we include. I think we would look at the Olander Park System, Downtown Sylvania Association, the Sylvania Joint Area Recreation District. The school system, I meant to put a question mark there. I don't know that there's a lot. There's multiple school systems, maybe. We stay away from that, but I just wanted to put that out there and see if there was any question, maybe just the start of when school starts, when school ends, something like that. But I know those of you with students know more, that might cause more of a problem. And then we also should put down, and I think Mrs. Hussman brought this up about the township trustee meetings, and that should be fine. We could put that in the printed calendar going forward, too. And then I just listed some of the examples of some of the events that would and you can try to get from all the different entities that I just mentioned. And then the second part, then in the City of Sylvania events and schedules, and we will get input from all the departments, and there are other things that we want to put in there. But the most important that's in the journal now would be the spring and fall unlimited pickup schedule, the refuse and recycling pickup schedule, including green yard waste schedule, and the holiday pickup schedule. Those would be things that are now in the Country Journal. Those are the items we want to make sure we get in the calendar so we don't have that duplication. And the cost of the calendar, and again, this is still a work in progress in putting this together. We're getting estimates. I want to mention that, thank Katie, she got together with a couple members from the Arts Commission, Danny Fuller and Ray Betts, and they're very interested in helping us put this together, design ideas, and taking pictures of some events and some things, which I think would really be
would be nice. So we're looking at different sizes of the calendar. We have the traditional size, and I have them against that that I showed you before. We could have a smaller calendar that might be a little bit better at the cost. So I was just roughing in some of the numbers to print, produce, and mail, and I'm probably on the high side a little bit, of a 28-page calendar is $9,000. In the budget, the last few years, has been $6,000 to print the two country journals. Republic has shown interest in being a sponsor, and I think then the goal would be to get sponsorship to cover the cost, whatever that might be. And I don't think that's going to be real hard to do if we have something like this. I think there'll be enough entities that want to be part of that, and I would take the lead in finding those sponsors to be part of it. So that is my report. I just wonder if anybody has any questions. Or...
Bill, when do you think we're ready to get back and have a committee meeting about this, or do you still have some more information?
I think we're probably ready. I'd like to, the sooner we know it's a go, then we can start putting it together. So I'd like to have the committee meeting and get the, if it's going to be a go, let's get going on.
Right. Okay, that said, we're talking about the community relations committee. That's Katie and me and Sandy and Jason. So, just take a look. Week of the 4th, in the daytime, first thing in the morning, the 5th, 6th, or 7th. Any of those I have?
I have an 8:30 with that DSA meeting on the 5th. So before or after that, 7:30 or 9:30.
Okay.
Or the 6th is fine.
Jason, what's your deal?
Any chance we can do it before the voting committee meeting on the 5th?
5:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one we just got.
Yeah. It's fine with me.
People come in and out.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so 5:30?
5:30 on the 5th.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you want to do it in council chambers here?
You know, let's not, because I think that we're going to have the council chambers filling up.
Can we use the conference room in the building?
Please, the police conference room. Mm-hmm. Okay, done. Thank you.
Mrs. Booker, you have a lot of meetings to post. I didn't say that before, but you need to get all those posted. All right. Any further committee or calendar comments at this time? Thank you for your work, Mr. Sanford.
Thank you.
All right. On the informational items, you just have the meeting minutes from the Planning Commission and the longer minutes from the Board of Architectural Review. I have no further business at this time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned until our next meeting on Monday, July 18th, 2016 at 7:30 p.m. back in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending. Yeah.